This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 1. Overcoming Inadequacy. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 4. Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say, 'The Lord did not appear to you'?" Then the Lord said to him, "What is that in your hand?" "A staff," he replied. The Lord said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses threw it on the ground, and it became a snake, and he ran from it. Then the Lord said to him, "Reach out your hand and take it by the tail." So Moses reached out and took hold of the snake, and it turned back into a staff in his hand. "This," said the Lord, "is so that they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you." Then the Lord said, "Put your hand inside your cloak." So Moses put his hand into his cloak, and when he took it out, the skin was leprous. It had become as white as snow. "Now put it back into your cloak," he said. So Moses put his hand back into his cloak, and when he took it out, it was restored, like the rest of his flesh. Then the Lord said, "If they do not believe you or pay attention to the first sign, they may believe the second. But if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground." Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." The Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." In our life of faith, there are times when God calls us to tasks that can seem beyond our abilities. Like Moses, we think we lack the skills or eloquence to do what God has asked. Doubts and insecurities can grip our hearts, causing us to question whether we can truly serve God's purpose. When God calls Moses to go before Pharaoh and lead the Israelites out of Egypt, Moses hesitated. He felt that he could not communicate the message well. He may even have had a speech impediment. But God said, "Who gave human beings their mouths?" In other words, God is the one who equips and empowers the ones he calls. So he assured Moses that he would be with him, guiding his words and actions. Just as God did not overlook Moses' concerns, he also sees our doubts and knows our limitations. But God chooses us, imperfect as we are, to accomplish his plans. And it is in our moments of weakness that God's strength shines through. He delights in using us to accomplish extraordinary feats for his glory. When we feel inadequate, let's remember that our sufficiency comes from God alone. He provides the necessary resources, wisdom, and strength to carry out his purposes. We can trust that God will equip us with exactly what we need, and he will never leave us to face our challenges alone. Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for choosing us despite our weaknesses. Strengthen us to step out in faith, to serve as you call us to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.